Sunshine, 70 degrees. It is Friday morning, August 10th.
It is hour number two on a Friday morning here on WSBA Morning News with Gary Sutton, the Main Street of America. Our next guest is a workplace speaker, also the author of The Lotus, How I Beat the Patriarchy, and wanted to talk a little bit this morning about Urban Meyer, who is the suspended head coach at Ohio State University, one of the best records in the country of any coach. And we're joined this morning by JoJo Dreis, who is that workplace speaker and the author of The Lotus, How I Beat the Patriarchy. JoJo, great to have you on the show this morning. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm looking forward to our talk this morning.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, too. Urban Meyer is under fire at Ohio State. A lot of people don't remember Title IX, but one of the things that's written into his contract is that he must report, quote, any known violations of Ohio State's sexual misconduct policy, unquote, to the school's Title IX coordinator or deputy coordinator for athletics. And the school's policy says employees must report, quote, sexual harassment, sexual assault, sexual exploitation, intimate violence, and stalking. One of his coaches, Zach Smith, did that to his wife, and Urban Meyer in 2009, and also again now in 2015, he's admitted, knew about that. And, you know, what are we learning here? What's the story here from your particular perspective?
Absolutely, Gary. I think there's a lot of different angles on this story, mainly that, you know, there's this culture of, you know, men protecting men in situations like this. And we got to wonder, you know, if he knew about it, and in fact he did, you know, why is there this thought process that it's okay for us to know about this type of behavior and hide it or not talk about it or not report it? And it's because it's become so commonplace, the behavior itself, that it's sort of brushed under the rug and nobody talks about it. And it's like, well, you know, boys will be boys or men will be men. When in fact, this type of behavior is not okay. And I think we're seeing a shift in that thought process. We're seeing a shift in that culture of thinking, with more women speaking out and with more men, in fact, saying this is not okay. And I think that the more people that stand up and say this is not okay, you know, for example, what I've done with my book and things like that, and speakers across the country that are saying, hey, this is not okay behavior, we should not be accepting this, the more people that will then speak out again and say that as well.
It's interesting. I'll be devil's advocate for a second, and I agree with what you said, and I think you're absolutely right, and that it's changing in terms of the atmosphere right now we have about that. Yet at the same time, there is the school and was the school of thought, I think, that was probably predominant in another era, which said, well, this person's working for me, but I don't mess around with their private situation. They're working for me. They're doing a good job. That's all that matters. Today, that's not all that matters. Today, it matters if you're a decent person as well. I mean, that's been the profound change, has it not?
It has. It's been the profound change that the common decency and behavior towards other humans, whether that's a male, a female, you know, in this case, we're talking about somebody that is having domestic violence against his wife, against his partner. And I think that that flows into the behavior at work. So whether it's workplace, interrelations, how we're dealing with our team members, you know, what is the okay behavior for dealing with team members? You know, whether you're a peer, whether it's your boss, whether it's boss to employee, and flow from your personal life is flowing into the workplace relation. If it's okay to treat our wife that way at home, or if it's okay to treat our partner that way, well, then it's okay then to treat our fellow team member at work that way, you know, be it male or female. And I think that this culture of we need to stay silent, we can't say anything. Mm-hmm. If we say something, our job has been at risk. Our paycheck is at risk. That is shifting and needs to shift, because the more things are said, the more the behavior changes. And I think people that are speaking out, you know, and in this case, you're seeing all these repercussions. You know, people are getting, you know, resigning. Yesterday, you know, one of the directors took a vacation, you know, and is going away for a week. And again, that's part of the culture of silence. It's part of this culture that says we're going to just turn our face, not say anything, and not be the catalyst for change. And I think the more people that become a catalyst of change, the more this type of behavior changes. And I mean, since when is it okay to lay your hands, you know, in a violent way against your partner? It's really not okay.
Never.
Never. It's just never okay. There's no circumstance where that should be okay.
Probably the only circumstance would be like a self-defense situation, which again is very infrequent compared to frequency, I would think. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And vice versa. You know, there's the other way around as well. But I do. I think that men protecting men, I think that, and then, you know, I'm going to go off, a little bit here. I feel as though, you know, for the female speakers, okay, or for the female listeners, you know, I am the most empowered female you'll ever meet. I'm in your corner. You know, I'm here day in and day out sort of championing, you know, our rights as women. But I will say that more women need to speak out, right? It seems like there's this culture of acceptance among women that this behavior is okay as well. Well, it's been done. It's always been done. You know, this is how we're expecting to be treated. Or we're comfortable in our situation. We're comfortable, you know, with the paycheck that our partner is bringing home, or we're comfortable being taken care of, or this is what we must accept.
Let me jump in there real quick, because I have to take a break. But I want to come back with you, and I want to explore, in a workplace, do we see like a banding together of genders? I mean, obviously we're talking about guys, you know, coaches in this particular case. And are women of the same mind? I mean, we want to get some insights here. But more importantly, how can women rise above this kind of stuff? And what can men do to facilitate the change? What can women do? You're kind of raising that question as well, to facilitate the change. We're going to come back with more from JoJo Dreis as she talks about the Urban Meyer situation and what will become of Urban Meyer. Is he going to get out of this? Is he going to be one who is get thrown in the junk heap now of saying, okay, the patriarchy doesn't work anymore, time to go? We'll have more from JoJo Dreis next on WSBA Morning News with Gary Sutton. We're at 7:14.
WSBA Maple Donuts traffic and weather on the fours on News Talk 93.9 and 910 WSBA.
Moving through York County, 83 southbound down towards the Maryland state line has increased for your morning, as well as 83 northbound up over Reeser Summit towards Cumberland County. Lancaster County got a crash in West Hempfield Township on Prospect Road at Broad Street, but no other delays on secondary routes. 283, 30, and 441 moving along fine, and turnpike travel no problem. In for John Welsbach, I'm Emily King. Right now, traffic.
Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Addiction is a disease. Get courage. Get help. Insurance may cover the cost. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149.
Here's your WSBA weather forecast. Under mostly sunny skies, warm and humid this afternoon with highs getting into the upper 80s. Tonight, we're partly cloudy. We'll see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. A low dropping down to around 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, with a high reaching the low 80s. And Sunday, also mostly cloudy, another wave of scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the low 80s. From the CBS 21 First Warning Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Steve Knight.
Currently it is 70. We have partly sunny skies. It is, well, News Talk 93.9 at 910 WSBA.
When it comes to going home on my golf courses, there's one place I love to go. I love a lot of golf courses, but Royal Manchester Golf Links in Northern York County is my place to go. I call it home. And if you haven't visited there lately, it's time for you to book your next tee time. Royal Manchester is a top-notch golf course. And I don't care if you're talking about public or private or clubs or anything else. It is located just off the banks of the Susquehanna River. It's tucked in the rolling hills of Northern York County. And it is a wonderful golf links. Now, it's selected number 11 in the country for best golf course. It's also been awarded number 2 golf course in Pennsylvania in 2017. It's one of the top 25 friendliest courses in the U.S. Jonathan Price and all the great people over there are ready to help you. Jeremy and, they're just all ready to do the job for you. You know, this is an inspiring links course. And it's kind of in the style of the old course at St. Andrews, or Royal Lytham and St. Anne's Club over in Scotland. It's a par 72 championship style links course, and it sends you to the coast of the British Isles in your mind, and its famous seaside courses while never leaving your backyard. It's right there in Manchester, Pennsylvania. Now, You can get out there right now. You can book your tee time and find out more at royalmanchestergolflinks.com. They've got tournaments coming up, all kinds of outings and special events. They got a great pub there, the Rose and Crown Pub. You'll love it. A wonderful casual food there as well. And, for example, tonight is the fish fry night. They have that there, and you go out and all the fish fry you could eat. So it's really good. But RoyalManchesterGolfLinks.com, RoyalManchesterGolfLinks.com. Tell them Gary Sutton sent you. It is a great place to spend time with Dad or the guys or the gals or whoever. Wonderful golf course, Royal Manchester Golf Links. Tell them Gary Sutton sent you today.
Are you kidding me? I'm trying so hard not to cuss. Are you kidding me?
4K a day is back.
That's amazing.
Listen weekdays at 9.03 a.m. and 12.03, 3.03, and 6.03 p.m. Hear the keyword and then text it to 95819. You could instantly win $1,000.
Thank you so much.
Four chances for you to win $1,000 every weekday.
So I do it multiple times a day anytime I'm in my car.
Remember, don't text and drive. Get details and rules online at newstalkwsba.com.
Welcome back. WSBA Morning News with JoJo Dreis this morning. And workplace speaker and author of The Lotus, How I Beat the Patriarchy. You know, JoJo, what's interesting to me, when I first saw this story come out of Ohio State, I thought, on a lesser level, maybe, but then I thought, maybe not a lesser level. This is the Jerry Sandusky story all over again. It's just insert women being beaten up here by someone working for Urban Meyer, as opposed to boys being taken advantage of by, Jerry Sandusky. Your thoughts about that? Am I off base?
No, that is absolutely the first thing that I thought of. I believe it's a perfect comparison. I think that, yes, it's a repetition of the same story, you know, that we keep hearing across the country. And that's exactly why I wrote the book. It's exactly why I became a workplace, speaker and professional speaker across the country, is because these stories are repetitive. This is not an isolated incident. This is happening in workplace. This is happening, you know, student to teacher. This is happening with coaches. You're seeing this across the country, this type of unacceptable behavior. And again, we need more people saying, hey, this is not okay, speaking out against it and not saying this is normal, this is okay, this is common. It needs to shift. The thought needs to shift.
There was a time, and again, I'm having been a coach for 41 years, I was a basketball coach for 41 years of my life, and I took responsibility for my staff and how they behaved and how they acted and so forth. I felt that was an extension of me. But by the same token, you look at this, there's a lot of people, and I think some would say, well, you know, I went out and I counseled the guy. He's a good guy, but he's got this problem. I got him to counseling and so forth. Am I not doing the right thing? Now, obviously, in the case of Urban Meyer, specifically, it's written into the contract that as a Ohio State employee, you've got to report this to specific people. But there was a time where you said, hey, I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm trying to help this guy out. I'm trying not to put it out and, you know, hang the laundry out there in the line. But did that do more damage to the situation? Was it the wrong thing to do? What's your take on that?
Absolutely. I really appreciate that question, Gary, because the reason I appreciate it so much is this is a perfect example of what happened with me. So with me, I had a supposedly upstanding church pillar, you know, of a father. So this guy was like the epitome of the perfect example of everyone respected him. You know, he was the guy that everyone looked up to and wanted to be like. And then you turn around and you see at the, you know, when I grow up and I tell everyone what really happened, you know, he was an abuser. It was sexual abuse, physical abuse, you know, verbal abuse. And so, yes, I think at the end of the day, when you see something that's a little odd, and the reason I say it's a lot like that is I've had people come at me and say, wow, you know, I noticed something was off back then. I noticed there was something weird, but I talked to your dad and he seemed like such a great guy. Or we saw him and he seemed like such a great person.
Right.
And you see this again across the board. You know, a lot of times the people that are inflicting this abuse could be like who looks like the prime example of a good citizen, you know, a good father, a good husband, but behind closed doors it looks differently. So I think what it shows us is it says, listen, if you see something that looks different, it looks odd, it looks like it's not supposed to be, or you have a strange feeling about it, you know, speak up. It's like that typical, you know, situation where, you know, your neighbor's kid looks like they're struggling,
right,
or, you know, something like that, where you see something odd, speak up. I think it's a perfect reminder for us all to say, yeah, that person that looks like a good guy or looks like a good person, you know, could be doing something behind closed doors that isn't okay, and let's speak up about that.
I remember when the Jerry Sandusky thing came down, I knew Jerry Sandusky. We were at a number of events together and stuff like that. You met this guy, you thought he was like the second coming. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but, then at the end, when the charges came down, you go, no, there's no way that can happen, because that's the way we are wired. You know, this guy is such a good guy, but that's our perception, and it's not the reality. And I think more and more people are coming to the idea that, well, okay, perception is our reality for the moment, but perception is not necessarily the truth in the long run.
Yep. And Gary, I really appreciate you having this conversation on your show, because I think at the end of the day, the more awareness that we bring to this, the more we help people understand, hey, it's okay to speak out, and it's okay to tell people how you need to be treated. You know, whether you're a child, whether you're a female, whether, you know, you're a team member and you're seeing something like this, instead of turning away, you know, let's speak out and say this is not okay behavior. And also, I think, again, you know, back to what we were talking about previous to the commercial, is I think we need, as women and we need as citizens, to bring back this whole voice, right? Like, we have a voice, and we've silenced it for so long. You know, we've accepted this behavior in our friends, in our neighbors, in ourselves, and we've said, well, it's okay, it's normal. But instead, we need to speak out and say, no, this is not normal, this is not okay, and this is how I need to be treated. This is how, you know, we should be treating one another. But yes, you know, you met him. He seemed like, you know, the second coming. He seemed like a great guy. And that does not surprise me, because so many of these types of individuals that are inflicting this type of abuse do seem like that, you know, when we know them in those in that world that we live in.
And the problem that you have is that's what they feed off of, is the quietness, the silence, the secret moments and all of that. And they keep that laundry stuck away in the drawer somewhere, so you'll never see it. And that in itself is the offense that then's committed against the victim. And then the victim somehow looks, when they come out of it, saying, oh, well, you're getting them now because you had some grudge or whatever. Like, no, it's not that.
Yeah.
Jojo, we need to talk again sometime. I'm out of time today, but where can people pick up your book?
Absolutely. If you want to continue the conversation, or if you're looking for help, if you're looking for that inspiration, you know, find me at jojodries.com, and there's a contact page, email, all that on the website.
And the name of the book is A Lotus, How I Beat the Patriarchy. Jojo Dries with us here this morning. Jojo, I really appreciate you taking the time, and a great conversation, and we will continue it again, okay?
Definitely. Thank you, Gary, for having me. Have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Day.
Thank you, Jojo. You too. Take care. Jojo Dries, another perspective this morning. Will Urban Meyer survive that at Ohio State? I don't know.